listen to us at Rebel Radio. Also request your songs you want to hear. We are also on Alexa. Just search for Rebel Radio on Alexa app. Enable it. Just ask Alexa to play Rebel Manchester. It's simple.
Welcome to my Saturday night special. This is a show with an absolute icon. The one and only Cher. She was born Cheryl Sarkisian May 20th, 1946, is an American singer, actress and television personality. Dubbed the Goddess of Pop, she is known for her androgynous contralto voice, multifaceted career, and bold visual presentation, while cultivating a screen persona that mirrors her public image by often portraying strong-willed, independent and outspoken women. Her adaptability has fueled multiple comebacks, cementing her status as a cultural icon. Cher gained fame in 1965 as part of the folk rock husband-wife duo Sonny and Cher, while also achieving solo success with top 10 singles including All I Really Want to Do and Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down. In the 1970s, she divorced from Sonny Bono and topped the US. So please either sit back and listen or grab a beer or several and dance the night away.
disappear. I've seen the road before, and it all.
Got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, my thoughts are taken home, my music's playing home, my love life's waiting silently for me. Every day's an empty stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to come with me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, my love life's waiting silently for me.
Something we may or may not have known, Cher has both dyslexia and dyscalculia. In school, she struggled with reading and with making sense of numbers. Her learning differences didn't keep her from pursuing her passions, however, and they've led her to one of her latest roles, as an outspoken advocate for kids with learning and thinking differences.
Yes, I want you so bad.
what's it all about? Alfie, is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, I'll be, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life's long, don't let to the strong, I'll be, what will you lend? In love, I'll be. Without true love, we just exist. I'll be until you find the love you've missed. You're nothing. I'll be. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day, Alfie. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the roses are dying. It's you, must go. go away. I know my heart can't stay with my love. It's understood, yeah, everywhere with my love. My love does it good. Oh, my love, all of my love. My love does it good. When the cupboard's bare, I still find something there with my love. It's understood everywhere with my love. My love does it so good. Oh, my love, all of my love. My love does it. Never say goodbye to my love. It's understood, 'cause everywhere with my love. My love does it good. All of my love, all of my love. My love does. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, look like nothing gonna come my way. So I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam to make this old dock my home. Now I'm just sitting in the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Career.
Cher has sold over 100 million records worldwide as a solo artist. She has also appeared on other artists' albums and on compilation albums.
time. Give long road from which there is no
while we're on our way to there. Why not share? And the Lord, oh Lord, it don't weigh me down at all. It ain't heavy. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Rebel Radio. We have live DJs. They are on Saturdays, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. You have Storm one Saturday night and Merlin the other Saturday. We'll party all over the place 8 till late. Sunday night is Sonic, spinning his way through the show 7 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Monday is Free. Tuesday is Storm again with her Tuesday, requesting tunes 8 till 10 p.m. Wednesday is Free. Thursday is Steel, with his rock night. At whatever frigging time, between myself and everyone else, he doesn't know the bloody time. I doubt he's got a clock, but hey ho, so just wait for him, haha. Last of all Friday night is Spawn. He'll beat your ass through the night. 8:30 till midnight. We are a friendly lot. We do get other chatters, when suits. We don't bite. We just have lots of laughs and chats. Want to come on to our chat? Simple, just ask a DJ to help you with that. Want a song on? Not a problem, just ask one of the DJs who's on at the time. Reminder. Christmas Day and New Year's Day will be just our 24-hour radio. No DJs at all, as it's a special day to be with
family. Our first guest tonight is an Oscar, Emmy, and Grammy winner, a Kennedy Center honoree, and a recent inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She also holds the number one spot on the New York Times bestseller list with her the first half of her life story. Cher, the memoir, part one. Please say hello to Cher. It's great to have you here. It's very exciting to have you.
Thank you. I love the opening monologue.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you say anything on this, or do you have a time delay?
Well, we're on tape, but, man, nobody ever really cuts anything out.
Okay, you've got balls, dude.
Oh, thanks. Oh. That is a great compliment from you.
Yes, it's a great compliment.
You are not a dude, and you do not have balls, but you do have balls in the spiritual
yes,
sense.
Yes, I do.
And there's a lot of that in here. I did want to ask about just like, because I'm interested in your life. I really am. And maybe it's annoying to you when people are interested in your life because you're a person like any other person. But like over the holidays, what are you doing? Or do you cook? I know you do cook,
right.
But do you
no,
cook?
No, I had a bunch of people, 25 people, six I didn't know. And and we just decorated the house. We had kids that are really cute. And I have a little friend, a close friend, slash, who's my boyfriend's son, who's really, really cute. And we just do same stuff.
Who were the six people you didn't know?
I don't know.
I'm going to try to sneak in there next year, you know?
No, it's like, I have a friend. They have no place to go. I have
I
a
see.
Sister. That
That's
kind of
very
stuff.
Nice. That's but, very nice. I heard you make a pasta sauce. Well, you wrote it in the book that you make a pasta sauce that's very popular with your friends. What kind of pasta sauce is
it? It's red.
It's red.
And
okay.
It's Sonny's mother's recipe.
Oh.
Right. Except there's no recipe. There's just handed down.
I see.
Like I throw... olive oil and garlic and onions, and I'm on my way.
Did you ever make it with Sonny's mother?
No.
No, because it would never be good enough for Sonny's mother,
I would
right?
never make it. Son made it great, and mm-hmm. so he handed it down to me.
I see. And have you taught it to others?
No.
You have not. Okay. So
it is with me.
You. That's right.
I'm taking it to my grave.
I mentioned your books.
Which could be any moment.
Shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a girl can be. Jungle Room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Now Gabriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see him. They asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my mates. He said, "Tell me, are you a Christian child?" And I said, "Man, I am tonight."
Upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat.
I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means.
Love can build a
desire, so that you might see
the first step is to reach.
think it's time. I cheat, I mistreat you. Simplify you, classify you. Deny, defy, mystify you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you. Chain you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you. I ain't looking to block you up, cock or rock or lock you up. Analyze or advertise you. All I really wanna do, yes, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. I don't want to straight face you, race or chase or track or trace you. You, or define you, or confine you. All I really wanna do, yeah, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Now I don't want to meet your kin, make you spin or do you. Inspect you or reject you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. Baby be friends with you.
Awful sound,
bang, bang.
My baby shot me down. I was 5 and you were 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. I was black, you were white. You would always win the fight. Bang, bang, you shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. I grew up, I thought you mine. You would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, you shut me down. Bang, bang, and I hit the ground. That awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shut me down. Music played and people sang.
used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC's tramps and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. GMC's tramps and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around, lay their money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC's tramps and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Did you know Cher had an illness? In the late 1980s, Cher contracted the chronic Epstein-Barr virus, CEBV, and developed chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, which was complicated by pneumonia. Too exhausted to continue with her music and film careers, Cher was forced to stop working for 2 years while she recovered.
Charleston was once the rage, history has turned a page, the miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-dee.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on. Beneath the white fire of the moon, love's wings are broken all too soon. We never loved her together alone. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a heart of stone? We turn the wheel and break the chain. The steel at the pain. We're dreamers in castles made of sand. The road to Eden's overgrown. Don't you sometimes wish your heart was a stone? Long queue for the Joker's shoes. Stand around in the ring with love. Do you lose and win? Oh, you win and lose. We rain like mercy in the night.
Take me down, wash away the sorrow.
Caress my soul and set it right. Sometimes wish your heart was made of stone. Mercy, mercy, wish your heart was a heart of stone. Get the picture, no room for the innocent. Peak season in lonely town. The ring by love. Are you down?
you wrote about losing your virginity to a guy in Toluca Lake.
I did?
Yeah. Which is right. This is not far from here.
No.
Do you think we could find the spot? Like, if, I mean, do you think you would know?
No, I wouldn't. I don't remember the guy.
You don't remember that? He hasn't reached out to you?
No.
Well, you know, he was telling everybody that, right?
Except, you know, I have people that I've mentioned in there, and I'm wondering, you know, what do they think that I, like one guy in particular who was very instrumental, he was very instrumental in helping me to leave Sonny.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so, and that was, he, like, I wonder, I mentioned his whole name, so I wonder, how does he feel about it? But he must feel good because he was a really good person.
And he did not reach out to you afterwards to say thank you for the kind words?
No.
Do you know where he is?
I think he's in Texas.
Uh-huh. Do you know his, what's his name? Do you,
I'm not telling you.
Well, it's in the book.
I just don't remember what it is.
Well, Guillermo, will you go through this real quick and find out this guy's name?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him on the phone. That would be great.
No.
No. Okay, all right. Yeah, the story's about Sonny. I mean, it looked like you guys were, like, having a lot of fun in the 70s on TV and whatnot, but maybe you weren't having a lot of fun. Maybe things weren't as good as we thought.
No, I have to tell you something. Doing the show kept us together because on the show we had so much fun. We were equal. You know, that was, I mean, I loved it. We loved it. We worked so well together. We had so much fun. And it really kept us closer longer than I really wanted.
You guys were business partners. And, of course, like, you guys did things like, this is pretty great. This is from 1967. This is 16 Magazine.
Right.
We dug this up. And you and Sonny would give advice to, I guess, kids,
teenagers, yes.
Yeah, who supposedly run it. Here's one. I want to see if you give the same advice you gave back then.
Oh, God.
Okay?
What are you?
Many have asked,
come
and I still don't have an
fun,
answer.
Light chatter.
Dear Cher,
right?
I have a problem. I hope you can help me. I'm 13 years old. I like a boy who is in my class, and he seems to like me, but sometimes he teases me. He hits me gently on the face and calls me names, just to be fresh. I'm also 4 inches taller than he is. And please tell me how I can get him to be my steady. Unhappy in Ridgefield, New Jersey. How would you respond to unhappy now?
Kick him to the curb.
Dear unhappy.
Oh, God.
As I've said here many times before, if a boy teases you, it's a sure sign that he digs you. Just be good-natured about it and give him a nice, friendly smile now and again. Sooner or later, he'll come around. As for being 4 inches taller, well,
nah.
Most girls are taller than boys nowadays. I'm taller than Sonny, and he couldn't care less. In fact, he digs me in boots with medium-high heels. Hang in there, keep trying, and you won't be unhappy for long.
strutting into town like he's slinging a gun. Just a small town dude with a big city attitude. Honey, are you looking for some trouble tonight? Well, all right. You think you're so bad, drive the women for a while. Shoot them all down with the flash of your pretty smile. Honey, but you met your match tonight. Jesse James.
Take away the heartache. To take away the lonely days.
shop you around Costco.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever played a video game?
Yes.
Oh, what video game?
None of your business.
Oh. Like recently?
A month ago.
A month ago?
Yeah.
Wow, a month ago. That's great. Have you ever been on jury duty?
I tried, but they won't take me.
Why? Are you famous?
You know, they thought I would be distracting. Actually, I played a role where I played a lawyer.
That and doesn't count.
Yeah, listen. No, but listen. So I wanted to go into the court and see what, you know, I would do. And I wanted to see a real, you know, trial. And the judge kicked me out about after 15 minutes, 10 minutes.
Because too many people were looking at you?
No, because he was afraid I would disrupt the trial.
Oh, wow. Was this Judge Ito? Who's the most intimidating person you've ever met? Present company excluded.
Well, there have been quite a number.
Uh-huh.
Barack Obama, Tina Turner.
Oh.
Ray Charles.
Hmm.
There have been quite a number.
If you could turn back time.
What? This is so dumb.
That, by the way, is going to be the title of my autobiography.
Okay.
What year would you turn it back to?
Oh, I'm dyslexic, so I don't know the year, but I was 60.
When you were 16?
Yeah, that no, be- 60.
Oh, 60 was your best year.
No, it wasn't my best year. 40 was probably been my best year because I changed my life. I started to work in film, and I got some respect and different things.
You seem to prefer 40 to 60. I've heard no reason why 60 would be the pick.
I don't know. It just seemed like a good number.
Said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. If I could turn back time,
Maybe if I could turn back time.
Everybody, share! Share, can I tell people how old you are?
Yeah.
Can you believe, she's 72 years old. Do you work out a lot?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Every day?
Not every day, but a lot of times.
Okay, I need to ask, because we were talking
about... see me doing a plank with Harry Smith?
No.
Well, it was good. He quit before I did.
How long can you do a plank for?
Well, I did 5 minutes, but I'll never do that again.
Wow.
But I could do it like for two minutes without a sweat.
Yeah, Michelle Obama wants to challenge me because we did push-ups and she's now like, she's at plank as her thing. I think she could do it for 5 minutes. You should challenge Michelle.
Right.
Wait, I have to hear... Because we were watching in rehearsal, and we were talking about your ass. And I need to know what you do. We want to know your butt exercises.
Well, I have a number of them. This sounds so dumb. Because when I say the first thing, I know you're going to do something really dumb.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Well,
okay, try it. So you get down on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is someone else in the room?
No. Well, sometimes. Okay, so you get down on all fours and you put your leg up, like you make an L with your leg.
I know what you mean.
Right? And then
yeah.
You just do it up like that.
I know.
Right?
I know that one.
And you do fire hydrants.
Yes.
These are like not new things.
No.
But then I've got a thing called...
How many times do you do that up in the air like
you
that?
You do three sets of 25.
25.
Right.
Okay.
And then I have a power plate and you do squats, you just do old-fashioned things. And I have to confess, I do Zumba.
Do you do Zumba?
Yeah.
Wow. You go to a Zumba class?
No, I have a tape.
You do it at home?
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
No.
I'm strong.
some more about this movie. And I want to know, because how long had it been since you did a movie before Mamma Mia? Here we go again.
100 years? I don't know. It was burlesque, I think. And yeah. So, I don't usually, like, I almost turn everything down. I don't know why.
So why did you do this?
Because the man who used to be my agent, who's now head of Universal, and who's a really good friend, he called me and said, this is good for your career, you're doing Mamma Mia 2, and he hung up.
He didn't wait for your response, he just hung up. I know who that is. Ron. Yeah. And you just trusted him? You just said, yes, I'm going to do it?
Well, it was between trust and fear.
Uh-huh. Those are both good motivators.
Right.
And it's doing, it's amazing, like $400 million or something, it's made a lot of money. So aren't you glad you did it?
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I'm totally thrilled. And I'm thrilled that I'm Meryl's mother.
Yeah. Let's talk about you and Meryl.
Right.
Y'all really love each other.
Right.
And you should, because you're both fabulous women. Silkwood is like one of my all-time favorite movies. But here you are in London on the red carpet.
Yes.
So y'all really love each other.
Yeah. Actually, there's another one, too.
There was another one of her kissing, the side of your face.
Yeah.
But you're fabulous together.
We are.
I mean, that's really fun. Like, you want to do another movie with her?
I'd love to.
Do you have any ideas?
No.
Okay.
You want to come up with any?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll come up with an idea, and then you'll
actually,
do it.
You know, we saved a girl's life once, the two of us.
Tell me. What?
So she had just had Mamie, and we were at her apartment, and she said, I want ice cream. I said, okay, cool. I said, but it's kind of a dangerous neighborhood, and it's night. And she said, no, it's like between Chinatown and Little Italy. What could happen? And so we're walking, and we haven't got around the corner yet, but we hear screaming. And we get around the corner, and there's this huge man in, like, sweats and I don't know what over it, like basketball shorts. And he's pulling at this girl. She's, like, shaking this girl. And so Meryl just starts screaming and takes off, and I start screaming and take off, too, and think, I'm going to get killed. My friend is going to kill me. So anyway, so we're running and running, and the guy turns around, and he sees us, and he starts running towards us. And then I thought, we're really going to get killed. But we both split off in the opposite directions, and we got to the girl. And he kind of had ripped her clothes, but she kept her purse, and that's what he wanted. And then we're, like, trying to fix her all up, you know, and, you know, we had nothing, but we're, like, sticking it in her bra strap or shirt. Then she looks at us, and she screams, and she said, oh, my God, I'm a singing waitress, and no one's going to believe I got mugged and saved by Meryl Streep.
Wow, what a great story.
Did you know? Believe topped the record charts in over 23 countries and sold more than 11 million copies. It is Cher's most successful single, and one of the best-selling singles in music history.
No matter
standing on the edge of nowhere. There's only one way up, so your heart's gotta go there.
and